Coach, man, 2 weeks in a row, incredible games. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're just flying high, you know, and again, like I told you last week, I told the kids they really only could take 24 hours to enjoy it, and now we were back to work, and that's where I'm coming from. We actually moved our practice, so we'll be under the lights, and now we're playing in the day, so we're going to move it up again tomorrow, but today we went under the lights, so it was a good experience.
I just had a question, and I'm
all right, well, you'll get it back. All right, what's the highlight from the other night, from Saturday, EJ?
There was, like, so many highlights, but, you know, the last drive was incredible, and, you know, there was 2 minutes left when they scored, I think, actually 159, and, you know, we had fought so hard, we were up 28-21, and they scored to make it 28-28, but when I saw EJ run off, because we don't play him on the conversion, he just put his hands down to calm the whole sideline, and then he just said, "Don't worry, everything's all right." And then literally 40 seconds later, we had a four-play drive. We went 83 yards, 68 of it was on his run, and the last pass was incredible. You know, Cedric made a great catch, but he put it on the money, and it was just an exhilarating feeling. So that was probably, the best highlight of the day.
You know, Coach, with the score the way it went, with the prep going up 21-7 after you had a touchdown called back, going into the halftime, and then coming out and having that massive swing where you outscore them, you know, four touchdowns to one touchdown. What was the ride home like? Because that had to be a game where it just took a physical and emotional toll on the kids having to complete that kind of a comeback. Because I talked to Mark Thomas, one of the Beverly coaches, and I asked him yesterday morning when I ran into him, what was the ride back like? And he said, "Coach," he said, "it was quiet." He said the kids were so exhausted from the game, it was like almost like a church. Everything was then internalized inside.
Yeah, and tell Mark congratulations. That was an unbelievable game too. But our ride was similar, except my Jason Lynn actually he's one of the, we have like four guys that play both ways, and he actually dehydrated, and so I had to stop at the Shop and Stop in North Andover, and I got bottles of water for everybody. But like you said, coming back from Lexington, everyone was nuts and singing, and they were doing their little, songs in the back of the bus. And then this one, like you said, they were exhausted. They were happy, but they were exhausted. And then, like I said, we stopped to hydrate him and make sure that he was all right, because he was just spent. And it's hard to change up for us playing on a Saturday. We played every other game on a Friday.
You know, it sounds like the kids are focused too, EJ, in that they've got a purpose. You know, you see all these celebrations in the major leagues when somebody wins a game or makes a tackle, but they haven't won anything. And it sounds like the kids are feeling. You know, they really have to pay attention, and they can do well.
Yeah, I mean, the bus ride over was similar. It was eerily quiet for us. We usually have some ties, and you could tell that the tension was there, but it was a good tension. You sort of know when it's a good and bad tension. It was a good tension, and then they were paying attention to everything, and then just turn the game. I mean, you talk about the halftime. We had really played outstanding football. Like you said, we had a long touchdown callback. We actually had another touchdown callback on a hold, so we had two touchdown callbacks, and that's just what I told the guys. I'm like, "Guys, you outplayed them. Now outscore them."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You know, don't."
That's important.
Don't get, because it was at that time there was some like frustration, and I just had to keep them up and keep them, again, like you said, I had to keep them focused. And now tonight they were razor sharp. They're completely focused. They know the task at hand, and they're going to do their best to get it done.
Coach, is one of the strategies that you employ, and I kind of get the sense you do by the way that, you know, they ride to the game, that there's a quietness, that there's an inner focus. Do you get into visualization is see the game playing out in front of you and what your assignment is and how you're going to exploit it. And if there's a situation, how are you going to simply react to it? So in the game, they're not thinking. It is simply that reaction because they know what it is they have to do.
Yeah, we do that twofold, really. So all week we do the beginning of practice or the beginning of the offensive session in practice is always complete focus on a script. And that script we're going to use, you know, almost verbatim for the first 10 plays until we see what the opponent wants to do. And then on the bus ride over, yeah, I compare it. I'm always like, guys, this is a road trip. This is a business trip. We're on a business trip. So I said, just like businessmen, when they go in and they rehearse what they're going to say when they're making a sale, you got to rehearse in your mind what you're going to do on each and every play. And I tell them, especially those first 10 plays, because they basically know what those are. And, you know, we drove right down the field the first 10 plays, and then, you know, we were on the 7, and we got the hold, and then we missed the field goal. So it worked to an extent. We just got to finish, and that was, again, what we said. The other thing that we did all week that surprised them, we went 5 wide like 85% of the time. And that worked twofold. The kid Travellini, who was our slot back, usually our B-back, he caught 7 balls for 80 yards. And wow. It was forcing EJ to do pre-snap reads and get the ball out quick. So, and then it just surprised them. And then what? They decided to rush 6 on a lot and go man-to-man coverage, and it's hard to cover our guys man-to-man.
Travellini, that's an East Boston name.
Yeah, it is. He's actually a Burlington kid. His family's big wrestlers, and he's a great kid, though. And he's tiny. He's 5'7", 145, and he had a great game.
Excellent. Well, the Travellinis that I played ball with at Dom Savio, they were all below 6 feet two.
Yeah, so they're probably related somehow. He's a great kid, and they're from a real athletic family, so it's good.
Coach, there's so much to talk about. I'm going to make it an appointment to come up there. When the season's over, we're going to sit down, hopefully with you and EJ, and maybe do an hour show up there because there's so many highlights I want to ask you guys about. But obviously getting familiar with your opponent this week, it looked like Everett maybe had a little bit of a stumbling coming out of the gate, but they're playing pretty well now.
Well, I've seen them at Haverhill, and I saw them at Burlington against Central. The one thing I came out of Haverhill is I said exactly what you're saying. This team is completely different from the first 3 games of the year. And the other thing both of you guys talk about focus. They were totally focused. I happened to see them get off the bus at Haverhill, and they were completely focused on the job that they had to do. And really in both games, it was essentially over at half. I mean, Central played them a little tougher, but it was basically over at half, and they were just they were on a mission. So I told our guys we got to match that intensity, and we got to go at it just like that.
Well, and they're so strong. I was going to ask you for a scouting report, but it's just the same thing year in and year out, isn't it?
Yeah, just about. There is a couple, you know, their defense is athletic kids who really can play man-to-man and play the corners. Offensively, their running backs are solid. Obviously, McAfee, and everybody's always calling me now, like, oh, it's McAfee against DJ. It's, UConn versus BC. And I'm always like, it's Andover versus Everett, and that's it. I mean, they're not playing one-on-one basketball, so I said both those kids are impactful, but McAfee's impressed me a lot at quarterback, and he's done a nice job.
That's like the iced tea. No, it's lemonade. That's right. It's
yeah, exactly. But it's going good.
Coach, it don't get any bigger than this, and nothing but congratulations and best of luck to you this week and all the boys up there, the Golden Warriors.